Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Delire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
So coming on today, I just got off a coaching call a little while ago, and it was really steeped around responsibility. And how refreshing is it when you come across somebody who is in a place where they're like, I need to change my life, and I'm responsible for doing that, right? It's really empowering. It's so nice to see in somebody when they take on this endeavor. And I loved it because it just allowed for this very open conversation. When we go through things in life and all of a sudden we hit a wall, or we hit a second wall or a third wall, and we just keep hitting walls, we come to this place where either one, we do not see that we may be the common denominator, or we do. And that is when we go, oh, I need to make some changes in life. And we start to question, and we may not fully know where to go or what to do. And so, you know, the grand scheme of personal responsibility is really about looking at your own self-limiting beliefs, looking at false beliefs. Maybe you've always thought something that might actually not be true. It might actually not really be true for you at all. And then, wow, uncovering that and then making changes around that. You know, to me, hold on one second. Oh, thank you, Vincent. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. You know, that I'm going to segue for a minute. That is the purpose of being here, is to, even if there's one person out here that perhaps something I say or something in the comments that any of you say make a difference to them. Maybe I'm the voice they can finally hear, or maybe you're the voice in how you say something in response is the voice they need to hear to make change or to wake up to themselves. So thank you, Vincent. I very much appreciate that. And that's what Love Wide Open is all about. It's about you taking responsibility for yourself, learning to love yourself, therefore you can love others. Anyway, flipping back. So when we're dealing with all of these self-limiting beliefs and false beliefs about ourselves, then where do we go? You know, when we haven't taken responsibility in our life, what happens? And we've all been there. I think we've all gone through these times where we blame other people. We blame outside circumstances. Well, they did this to me, and this happened to me, and this never goes right for me, and my job stinks, and my boss is horrible, and so on and so on and so on and so on. So we get in these like negative, toxic thinking patterns about how our life is not what we want, and that outside circumstances are what's causing that. When we are ready in life to say, wait a minute, something's awry here because my personal relationships are falling apart, or I don't have relationships with other people. My friends back away, and people start to avoid you, or just there's conflict all of the time. It's time to like take a look, say, wait a minute. I keep casting blame, guilt, shame onto other people for my circumstances. Granted, yes, people cause us pain. People can have caused us wounds. Circumstances can have caused us wounds. Life events can have caused us wounds. But in the end, we are responsible for healing that. We are responsible for our own healing, right? We are responsible for our own healing. No one else can heal you but you. And yes, we have guides and people who can help us, coaches, counselors, gurus, mentors, spiritual advisors, friends. We all have people who can help and guide us and support us, but ultimately it's us who wants to make that change. How many of you have been in this space? And I've been here, I've been there. And you know, I've seen the difference of what taking responsibility in your life can make and then what you can achieve. So you're in a space where you're blaming everything, you're blaming everyone, and your life is just not going well. Nothing's working out. You're not getting the job you want. You're not applying for the job you want. The relationships you have, you're attracting all the wrong people, both in friendship or romantic relationships. And things just are not jiving. Like life just seems to keep going, throwing you all kinds of stuff that, it's not ultimately inside what you want, but it's what you're projecting. Therefore, when we actually start to take responsibility for our own place in the world and the changes we need to make, something miraculous happens. When we actually take responsibility for our own life and healing ourselves and doing things that we should be doing, wow, doors start to open. We start to change a little thought of like, oh, well, I'm not this, I'm not that, to I am totally this. And we change it, right? Like I am positive, I am successful. And then all of a sudden doors start to open, right? And then when false beliefs we have around other people, instead of, you know, saying they are this, they are not that, instead of looking at them as like, that's their journey. What expectations am I putting on other people that are my own that they can't actually live up to because I'm not taking responsibility for myself? And then we stop doing that and false beliefs around other people. What else happens? We start to attract the right kind of people into our lives and doors open up again. It's pretty amazing to me what can happen when we start to heal ourselves from the inside. And when we start to heal ourselves from the inside, from our own inside job, our lives open up and miraculous things start to happen. You know, I have a good friend, fellow coach and author, Sue Fitzmaurice. That's one of my favorite quotes. And she says, just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. Think about that. Just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. And when you truly think about that, what are the things that cause us to be offended? Ooh, it's something deep. Something's triggered us, and it's usually around our own wounds. And so it's been my experience through the coaching process and my own personal journey that when we have something that's unhealed, we can pretty much take offense to everything. And then this is what causes the toxic thinking. This is what causes the false beliefs. This is what causes the self-limiting beliefs. And that's what gets us into that cycle. Okay. And that's what gets us into excuses. Well, I can't do this because that person did this to me. And I can't do that because this person did this to me or this situation happened. So excuses easily fuel dysfunctional thinking. Don't you think? You know, with every excuse we make, about our choices in life, our failures or a lack of our accomplishments, we set ourselves up for continued undesirable behaviors and actions. People who make continual excuses instead of taking responsibility are these people who continue to fail in both personal and professional lives. So every time you hear yourself, you know, starting to make an excuse or blame your outcome on someone else, stop yourself. Reroute, rewire, do whatever you have to do and remind yourself, no excuses. This is about me. No excuses. This is about me. So then that gets into, so what else about personal responsibility? That everything we think matters. If we think in a negative, persecuted, victim mentality, we will always be negative, persecuted, and in a victim mentality. If we can change those thoughts to, you know, positive, more positive thinking fuels more positive life. And nothing is holding you guys back from getting anything you want. Nothing. So this is where I say, you know, every day and every moment of your life matters. And anytime we get into those thinking patterns where we start to make excuses for ourselves or other people, we're headed down the wrong road. And when we can reroute that, when we can say, no, no excuses, what happens is we start to lead ourselves down to a path of positive growth, movement, more abundance. Beautiful things start to happen in our lives. Personal responsibility. And then also where we have to be once we've realized that we are responsible for everything that we choose in our lives, everything that we choose in our lives, we then have to be gentle with ourselves for our past. And we can't dwell there. We have to be gentle with ourselves for our past choices, which have brought us here. And we hold it gently and let it go and say, now is the time. Here is where we can make a difference in ourselves and our life. So today, I'm imploring you, based solely off this conversation I had with a coaching client, that when you are ready, when you are fully ready to take responsibility for yourself, wow, nothing can stop you. Absolutely nothing. You control your life. And loosen up the control. Loosen up the control is also part of taking responsibility. You cannot control other people. You only have control over you. You can only control you, your circumstances, your choices. When you try to control other people, you're trying to guide your own thoughts, like expectations get big, they get heavy. Let go of the control. Acceptance is something. Somebody might not be in the same place you're at. Somebody might be further ahead than you are. Somebody might be further behind than you are. Somebody might be running right beside you. So when you take responsibility, you end up attracting this great group and this great tribe of people who will help you along that path. Self-empowerment. You got to dig deep for that. And I know this from personal experience. You know, this is all coming basically from personal experience and what I do with clients, that when we are in a place of not knowing which way to turn, we have to really turn in. We got to get real quiet with ourselves. And what I find really helps a ton, writing. What are you grateful for right now? What are you grateful for in your future? So when you start to take personal responsibility for yourself, and you start to change these thoughts of like, no, I'm headed down the wrong path. What do I want for my life? Who do I want in my life? Who do I want to emulate? What sort of person do I want to be? And start being that. You just start being that, you start thinking that, like, what do I want to do? Like, start envisioning it, write it down. What are you grateful for? Write down what you're grateful for your future. Become it. Trauma and horrible things happen in the world. Horrible things happen to us. And it takes a lot of work. And depending on your personal experiences and circumstances, you may need a little extra help or a certain type of help to get you started to where you can break through and start to heal yourself, to say, okay, I'm responsible for my healing. This horrible thing happened to me, but I'm responsible for my healing. And what does that process look like? And to be patient with yourself and to be gentle with yourself and continue to move forward, because we've got this one shot. We got this one shot at life in this form. We've got this one shot at life in this form. What do you want to make it? We can choose to be miserable in life, or we can choose to be successful, happy, positive. And I know that there's going to be people like, no, that doesn't work, and positivity is not enough. But that's okay, because that's where you are in life. I'm talking about just getting deep, saying, yeah, I'm that problem in this situation. I'm the problem. And when we can admit, that we made a bad choice, didn't really handle that the right way, oh, I keep getting in my own way, we can transform ourselves. Not beat ourselves up, but we can transform ourselves. So I'm going to end for now. And that's what I have for today. Personal responsibility. Where are you sitting with it? Are you solid? Do we have work to do? We always have work to do. I want to remind everybody, we are not perfect. We are not perfect. I am not perfect. But I can say 95% of the time, I'm doing pretty good. 95% of the time, I'm kind and loving to myself. 95% of the time, I'm kind and loving to other people. 95% of the time, I am open. I am open to other ideas and thoughts. Sometimes I'm not. And when I'm not, it's because it has stirred something in me that needs growth. So there's a little nugget for you guys. I'm headed off here in a moment. What are you going to do kind and loving for yourselves today and for someone else? Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.